Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:46 p.m. on Monday, March 18, 2024. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Dylan Williams from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. This time, I want to remind committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Kaufman, my Vice Chair, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Klayman. We have our quorum to conduct business. Our first order of business today is Senate Bill 17, Campaign Contributions, sponsored by Senator Kawasaki. This is the third hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Last time we heard Senate Bill 17, we adopted a committee substitute as a working document for Senate Bill 17. It is our intention to move Senate Bill 17 out of Judiciary today if it is the will of the committee. Are there any closing comments from the bill sponsor's office? No. And any further comments or questions from members of the committee? Hearing and seeing none, Senator Keel, may I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee report out Senate CS for Senate Bill 17, Work Order 33LS0183/B, as in Bethel, with individual recommendations.
Senate Bill 17 moves from committee. Please make sure that you sign the paperwork before you leave the committee room today. Our last order of business today is confirmation hearings. The President referred the following governor's appointments to the Judiciary Committee, State Board of Parole. And we are going to hear from Richard Larson, who has been appointed to the State Board of Parole. Mr. Larson, because you're on the phone, please make sure you're not on a speakerphone, as the sound quality is not as clear and it's often difficult to hear what you're saying. And if you can hear us, go ahead and state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Yes, I'm here. My name is Richard Ole Larson, go by Ole Larson. If you want me to go over my resume, which is on, also I submitted, I can do so. And I'm not sure what else you want me to testify to.
No, you don't. We've got your resume, so you don't need to run through that. Are you a new appointment to the board, or have you been serving on the board?
I served on the board from 2010 to 2020, two terms. I was not appointed in 2020. I was reappointed by the governor in 2022, and now I'm up in the middle of a term, and now I'm up for reappointment in that term in 2024 for another additional five-year term.
And can you give us just a couple of observations? Tell us a little about your experience on the board, specifically since your more recent appointment in 2022.
Well, in this particular last 2 years, what I've noticed on the board, different from the 10 years that I was on the board, is we have not seen in a discretionary mode, in the discretionary offenders who have not seen the resume that we used to see in the first 10 years I was in the board. And trying to analyze it, the board has looked at two factors causing that. The first one was the restorative justice, Senate Bill 91, when it went into effect. It was to create rehabilitation programs in the community by closing down correctional facilities. And when they did so, they closed down Palmer Correctional Center, which was a major rehabilitation center, both the minimum and medium, which had a slew of programs that were lost to the corrections, to corrections. And then right afterwards, COVID hit. And during the COVID period, for at least 2 years, the correctional facilities were locked down. They wouldn't even allow visitation, and the programs virtually went unused or weren't running, and including the programs in the community were shut down. But what we're seeing this year so far is that the programs have coming back pretty strong. Palmer Correctional Center was reopened, and their programs are back being back into operation and trying to get up to speed to where they were from 4 or 5 years ago, as well as the rehabilitation programs within the community. So it looked like, to me, when I first got back on the board 2 years ago, the discretionary applications were fairly poor, and not any reason that the offender, but it was more the two events that occurred. But when now we're seeing an increase in programs and an increase in pretty solid discretionary people coming in front of us.
Okay, thank you. Any members of the committee have questions for Mr. Larson? I'm not seeing any. Unless you have anything else, we don't have questions, but thank you very much. We're going to now open for public testimony. Is there anyone in the room that would like to provide public testimony about Mr. Larson's application for the Board of Parole? Don't see anyone, and I don't have anyone online, so I'm going to close public testimony. Any last questions for the appointee? Hearing and seeing none, any comments from members of the committee? All right, Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Judiciary Committee, having reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointee, recommends that the name of Richard Larson be forwarded, Richard Larson and his nomination to the State Board of Parole be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the nominee during any further sessions for the purposes of confirmation.
Mr. Larson's name will be forwarded to the joint session. Again, please sure to stay in the committee room to sign the confirmation committee report before leaving today. With that, we will stand adjourned. Our next meeting is Wednesday, March 20th at 1:30 p.m. The time now is 1:53 p.m.